Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
About now, asking you to vent. Who did you dirty? Confess and move on. 877-971-HITS. Erica from Sherman Oaks, good morning.
Good morning.
Erica, go ahead and confess. Let it all out. It's going to make you feel a lot better. Who did you dirty?
So my ex of about 3 or 4 years, when we first got together, I helped him out a lot. He didn't have a job. His excuse was that he was going to school. Meanwhile, I was going to school. I had a job. I was doing everything. So I took his word for it. I kind of supported us. I paid for everything, vacations, wow, meals. I let him drive my car even because apparently he couldn't afford new tires on his car. So then I helped him buy new tires for his car so he could have a car.
Wow.
And then ended up cheating on me.
No!
Multiple times.
Sucio.
Online through Tinder and Instagram and Snapchat and all these social media. And then when I confronted him about it, he told me, well, it wasn't physical. It's just online, so it's not real, so you shouldn't be mad.
That's ridiculous. An idiot.
Only nowadays can we have that conversation, you know? Straight up sucio right there.
I feel like guys that do the thing where they are taking advantage of somebody and they know they're in the position where no matter what, your generosity is something that they can exploit where, so yeah, I'm going to school, babe. I can't. While you're going to school, he's a user and he's using you, he's using you. That level of ego makes a guy like that feel like, oh, babe, I didn't physically cheat. I didn't do anything wrong. Because he has no ability to kind of empathize with how you would see that coming. It's going to be a bigger problem in the future because he's never going to see the error of like emotional abuse type
stuff.
It's
like sociopath.
Right, exactly.
Traits, you know? They're never going to change.
Yeah. And there was times where I would talk to him about getting a job and not even to support me, but just for himself so he could have the freedom of having money to do things in his life. And he had the nerve to call me a gold digger and say all I cared about was money.
That's funny. You're such a gold digger trying to get me to work so you can get my money?
Erica.
Yeah.
So obviously you moved on from this dude, right?
Definitely. I actually tried to break up with him a few different times. We were on and off, but we're definitely done now, and I can't even believe I wasted all that time on him.
Do me a favor, Erica. Please, if you haven't done it already, make sure you change your Netflix password. That will screw him
actually,
up so bad.
It's funny you say that because his parents use it.
They don't still use it.
I mean, I don't have anything against his parents, though. I'm in a better place now, for sure.
This does bring up an interesting topic. If you catch your partner, quote unquote, just on social media, talking to other girls, and in your situation, Erica, was he sending like nudes and nudes there and nudes back?
It was definitely like sexual in nature. Mm-hmm. Snapchat is, 24 hours and it's gone.
If that is going down with your significant other, is it truly cheating or not?
Yes.
Definitely.
I agree it's cheating. I don't agree that it's a deal breaker depending on how people... No, hold on. Easy. It depends on how people respond to it. If you respond to it by saying, I screwed up. Okay. I'm very sorry. I blew it. Then you can move forward with that. I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying you can.
Yeah. All right. So let's spin the question to that. The consensus is if you're online messing around with somebody else, doing some dirty talk, some dirty pictures, that's a form of cheating. But is it a deal breaker? Yep. Like if it were physical, shoot us a call or a text, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, it's a deal breaker for you?
Absolutely. It's all about intention.
All right. We'll find out from you coming up next. Thank you, Erica. We love you.
Thank you.
Rachel from North Hollywood. Good morning. What about you?
I gotta say, not really.
What?
And hear me out.
Okay.
Most people use the internet to escape reality. So for me, it's not even real because this person's still coming home to me. And second, he does it. I do. Everybody does it. And it's no different than watching pornography, really, but like I'm the real person at home.
Before Chelsea goes in and goes off on you,
I mean, I'm surprised she waited this long, to be honest.
Trying to be polite.
Rachel, first of all, don't you see it as a red flag? You said it's escaping reality, that your boyfriend wants to escape you?
Well, I don't think he's trying to just escape me, like, you know, okay. He's still with me.
But doesn't it make you feel like he's not fully happy? That doesn't seem like a very healthy relationship to be in.
I can hear that. I guess I just I can't be someone's everything all the time.
It just sounds like he's like kind of a taxing guy, and you're like, go ahead, get your fantasies off with other people. So I think the difference is, maybe, let's say you catch your guy and he's just talking to some chick across the world somewhere, and he's living out some sort of weird fantasy. I guess I could see the compartmentalization where you're like, well, that person's not there. I think the difference is when you see somebody with intent, like setting up a relationship behind your back with someone in the same city. Does that difference make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and going up and meeting this person in real life, that's a very different thing for me, at least.
Rachel, thank you so much for calling in and listening to us. Hopefully you have a great Valentine's coming up.
And hopefully your boy, hopefully your man does too, with all nine of them that he has.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Jeez. Alana from Yorba Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Alana, you disagree with our previous call. You're saying online cheating is a definite deal breaker. Why?
It doesn't matter if it's in real life or online. It's still cheating because you're with someone and you're off with another person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, even if it's mentally, you're just like fantasizing and being with someone else.
Yes.
Has this ever happened to you, Alana?
Yes, it has.
Damn.
Was the guy initially sorry, or did he put it on you? Because I think that's the difference with whether you can come back from this. I think if you bust somebody to, you know, doing things on the internet, it's not physical yet, and they see that they've had a problem and they're going to work to correct it, then you can move forward. But if they're just going to put it on you, then you can't.
They put it on me. Said I wasn't the one sending nudes. So.
Yeah, that's trash. Get rid of that guy.
I already did.
Yeah.
Alana, thank you so much for calling in. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Oh, my gosh. That I love you was so genuine. Thank you.
Hit your heart.
I appreciate that. Yeah. This is probably going to shock you guys, but I believe that online cheating wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
Really?
Like, if I caught my wife, Janet, online cheating, and it wasn't physical,
right?
Like, I wouldn't automatically get a divorce. I would try to work things out. Now, if we were just dating, yes, it's an automatic deal breaker for me, you know? But I'd be like, because we're married, we have so much vested that I would try to work it out. I'm not saying that I would be able to get over it,
right?
But I would definitely at least give it a shot.
I think, regardless of the level of the relationship, this whole online thing is like, it's such a new world, right?
Yeah.
It's like new definitions, new boundaries, our access to people all over. I think it always comes down to that person's reaction. Whether you've been dating for 2 months and you really think you love somebody, or you've been with each other for 10 years. If you look at them and they honestly are willing to say, hey, babe, the problem is me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My problem.
Yeah.
And they're willing to work at it and find out what was making them look for attention outside, then it's solvable. But if they're just going to be like, nah, whatever, send nudes, be like, bye.
Yeah. By the way, disclaimer, in case my wife is listening right now, like,
don't do it.
Like, don't try me out. You know what I'm saying? I know how you look at Matthew McConaughey.
Chelsea, have you ever had a guy have you ever busted a guy talking to someone else? Well, we know when Kieran was sliding into DMs, their ex from Scotland, you were like, see ya, buddy.
Yeah, I have. And for me, it was a deal breaker, because I think, I don't know, I just, there's a lot of fish in the sea, and I feel like I don't want to be with someone who I can't, because I think that's the trust thing, and once you break that trust,
it's hard,
you know, and obviously, like, I'm not married yet, and I think I commend you, because I think that's one of those things where, you know, you don't want to just hop and get a divorce,
right.
So you want to work through things, but yeah, it's just, that's hard for me. Once you break that trust, it's sort of like, I can't, it's hard to get over.
Speaking about trust and Chelsea's love life, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have an update on Chelsea's love life.
God, it's getting serious.
With?
Oh, boy.
Mr. Caja de Pájaros.
Mr. Bird Box.
The dude who she went on a blind date with. They went on a third date, guys.
Third? Oh, my God.
That is unheard of for our girl, Chelsea.
We've never had someone make it this far.
Coming up next, you'll get an update on how things went. Remember, their second date went exceptionally well until the end, when he went in for the first kiss and they collided because Chelsea tilted her head to the wrong way, to the left. Who does that?
She beaked it with Bird Box guy.
Coming up next, we'll find out how the retry went on the Chelsea Radio Novela.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.